All right, so I'm sitting here with Thomas and Liz, both sixth grade social studies teachers who have just finished their first blended learning project. And I was wondering if you could describe your project briefly.
Our project was, we're currently in Latin American ancient civilizations, Maya, Aztec, and Incan Empire. And to help the kids build their knowledge and understanding, not only did we use the textbook, but we then incorporated online activities for the kids to do a virtual tour. The kids were able to take their own test. We were able also to allow them to take it so many times to improve their score and improve their grade. They were able to do it at their own pace. It took 2 weeks, but it allowed them to learn it at their own pace through the textbook, then onto the computer for both the Maya, Aztec, and Inca.
As students navigated the 3D tours of each of the historical sites, they engaged in an online discussion where they posted their thinking, as well as they had the opportunity to respond to other students' thinking, ask questions, and at the end I had a student reflection section where they got to reflect on the whole blended learning process.
So what did you find beneficial for students or for teachers from either perspective?
Beneficial for students, there was a high level of engagement involved. Also beneficial for students, they were able to go at it for their own pace. For students who finished early, then we also had activities for them to go to and link on the History Channel and explore those civilizations even further. So while some students were finishing up at their own pace, students were also able to then extend and expand on their learning through their own pace as well. I found it just very beneficial as a teacher as well.
For the students, I think that they really were able to reflect on what they had learned through the virtual tours, document that learning. They engaged in a discussion with their peers, and I think that there was high engagement with that. It also was really beneficial in the sense that it allowed me to track student work. Mm-hmm. It's very easy from that point. As Liz mentioned, having students in a variety of different places allowed other students to engage in enrichment opportunities, while I was able to focus with some of the students on in a small group or one-on-one to work through some of the more fundamental basic steps of the project. I also think it really gave students ownership of their ideas, seeing them posted online. I think really empowered students, placed a large value on their thinking and their questions. I also think the benefit was that we were able to take them to places all around the world that they would not have had an opportunity to see unless they went there on their own outside of class. So just having a computer in front of each student allowed them to see something that, people save up their entire lives to go visit. And so to be able to bring the students face-to-face with these historical landmarks, I thought was a great opportunity, and it was very powerful for them to get a visual of the areas that we were looking at in class.
So what were some of the challenges or difficulties that you or the kids experienced throughout this project?
One of the difficulties I experienced was so we're in the computer lab, which is a great space with the library on one side and the computer lab on the other. What I found challenging was some students were not able to get past the textbook stage and then move on to the virtual tours and the websites and the dialogue. And then so for 3 days per civilization, they spent all 3 days with the textbook, and then once that time was done with that civilization, they started a new chapter guide with a new civilization, and then yet again never made it to the computer. So I need to think of, for the next time, how would I pace that differently? Do they need something modified? Was that what it was? What was inhibiting them from completing step one in order to get to the computers? But for most students, it was a great motivation to get to the computers.
I absolutely agree with Liz on some of those challenges. I think finding a way to bring the textbook to those students was definitely a challenge. I think I would probably small group read the textbook with the students first, just so they have that. As far as the technology piece is concerned, I think just setting up and packing up the laptops every day was a bit laborious. But for the most part, as soon as all the work was done to create the Schoology websites, I felt like it was a pretty easy process. There was a couple speed bumps just getting the kids logged on. Every once in a while, for some reason, their passwords wouldn't work. So just having to reset those and get them signed back in. But for the most part, I thought it was very, I don't want to say easy, but it was, there weren't a ton of obstacles with this, so.
All right, thanks.